Kenzie and Max, High Voltage. Written by Jacqueline Harvey and read by Jacqueline Harvey. Max looked at his watch for the umpteenth time since they'd left home. "Do you really think this is a good idea?" the boy asked, glancing at his father, who was sitting beside him dressed in jeans, a T-shirt and cap, all in black. "And is this car stolen?" Ed turned and grinned at his son. "You really think we'd do that sort of thing?" Max raised his eyebrows. "I'll ignore that. Do you want your notebook back or don't you?" Ed asked. Father and son were seated in a grey, late-model Mercedes-Benz that Max had never seen before, parked down the road from Magoo McGregor's townhouse. Kenzie and Fitz were parked the next street over in a Volvo SUV, another car of mystery origin. They would move on Ed's instructions once the headmaster of Central London Free School and his wife Tippy had left the house. "What if it's nothing, Dad?" Max said. "And we've gone to all this trouble, not to mention a fair amount of risk, for some silly note that means Zippo." The boy took a deep breath and tried to calm his racing heart. "And what if it's something?" Ed replied. "I'm glad you finally told me about it, Max. Coming on the back of that DNA Song discovered on the doorstep of number 13 after Sydney was kidnapped, I have to say I'm more than a little concerned." "Could Percy McGregor have faked his own death?" Max asked. "Is it possible he's still alive?" Ed shrugged. "I've come to believe that anything's possible, but the photographs of his bullet-riddled body seemed pretty conclusive. If he's still with us, then that corpse must have belonged to someone else." "Does Granny know anything about this?" Max said. Ed shook his head. "No, best we keep this between us at the moment. She's fragile after being poisoned, and I don't want her worrying. I think the Novichok has given her some lingering complications. Let's just get your notebook back and try to decipher the rest of that code. Then we'll worry about the mysterious Percy." Max nodded, then focused on the bottom left corner of his glasses, which had a built-in rear vision mirror. "Dad," he said, and touched his father's arm. Magoo and Tippy McGregor had just walked out the front door of their terrace. Magoo was dressed in a dinner suit with a bow tie, and Tippy wore a long gold gown, a matching shawl around her shoulders. "Rabbits have left the building," Ed said aloud. "Roger that," Fitz replied. He, Ed, Kenzie, Max, and Song were all wired with minuscule earpieces, allowing them to communicate.